This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 104. My senses are there, my balls are not inert. Lock and load, let's go.
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to another episode of the ESH podcast, guys.
Yo.
How
my peeps. We're good, but Magic must still have syphilis.
Magic does not have syphilis.
Or maybe she has the...
Magic does not have the clap. It's quite possible that Magic just does not have red emails.
Probably.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We're recording at a different time than usual since it is a holiday weekend. And, you know, somebody got older and we have things to do. We do have lives.
Yes, we do.
Outside of gaming and tech and anime.
Not I guess.
Really much. Well, they kind of overlap. So maybe we don't have lives outside. But we do have lives where we like to spend more time on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, in any event... We've got a bunch of stuff to talk to you guys about today. You've got to keep hitting us up on our website, www.electricsister.com. We're kind of trying some new things out and running some new initiatives. I don't know if you've been by the site lately, but the next couple of months, we're actually going to be doing some DSLR camera reviews on the website.
Cameras?
Yeah, digital SLR ones. We're taking it to the next level. We're going up from the point and shoot.
Do I get to do one?
I hope so. That's kind of the whole plan.
I love cameras.
Yeah.
Graffiti.
And we've already lined up that Madame Roslyn's actually going to cover some Nikon stuff for us in September.
Nikon.
Yeah. So definitely getting more into the gadgetry, getting all technical with the shit.
So I need to enhance my technical gadgetical skills. So I can get
your
more love.
Technical gadgetical skills?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You sure?
I need to become multifaceted. I don't want to be a one-trick pony who just brings up anime all the time.
You've got a trick.
I have several tricks.
I thought you
Sorry.
Okay, it's going to be that kind of show. No, you definitely should, because gadgets are fun and expensive, but mostly fun.
I would love to be able to talk specs to make... You know, tech boys go, ooh.
Hey, talking specs is sexy.
I know. That's okay. Why I want to learn it.
Talk specs to me, baby.
Well, I don't know any.
I'll have to get a towel. you have what kind of cash? How big is your L2?
See, I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. How much
about.
RAM is on your graphics card? You did what?
Like, I love that commercial with, like, the son and the father, and he's like, yeah, it's like, my computer has, like, 3 gigawatts. He's like, gigahertz. He's like, and a magical drive, an optical drive, and, like, so many sheep, RAM.
It's like 3 gigas of sheep, dude.
It's like, I think you need more sheep. but I love that commercial. I think it's funny.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I mean, tech. I don't think that people give enough credit to tech. It can be very fun and entertaining and clever. I wish we were doing a video podcast right now because the face that I made was just priceless, Dr. Evil.
Well, I'm kind of glad we're not because I'm still in my PJs.
Hey, it's all good. I mean, it's vacation day, people.
Lazy Friday.
You know it.
Or lazy Monday, depending on, you know.
When you're listening.
Yeah.
But on the website, be on the lookout for the camera reviews. We're going to be... trying to talk about that stuff at least once a week. Different cameras, different point of views, different features. And we're going to crown at the end of the 3 months our best of the best. And hopefully that will become the camera that we use for the next year to do all of our shots for the different events that we go to and cover for you and for us.
Ooh, camera.
Hopefully. We haven't decided on that yet, but that's hopefully where we're going with that. We're also going to be talking a little bit more about personal media players on the website as well, so we're really looking forward to you guys' insight. And I want to thank Pyre for sending me a link to that flip camera. That's something that we're definitely going to get into going into holiday as well. It's talking a little bit more about the cameras that do a little bit of everything. So point and shoot and video stuff on the go. And make it easy to get it on the YouTubes. Because, really, if it's important in life, it's on the YouTube.
I love YouTube. It's where I go.
YouTube makes me happy in the pants. There, I've said it. I feel much better now that I've admitted it.
Oh, were you one of those in the closet, I really secretly love YouTube people?
I am.
It's okay.
It's okay, but I'm coming out of the closet about it, and my family's been really supportive.
Of course I have. I have my own addictions. YouTube. Wow. Twitter.
I would put those in the other direction. I would
I know.
Go, wow.
Twitter. Facebook.
Hey, Twitter is the shit. If you're not on Twitter,
I am
you ain't
loving
with it.
Twitter. If you guys haven't started following me, I suggest you the bandwagon.
Yeah, Twitter is the shit. I heart Twitters.
I heart Twitters too.
You know what else I heart?
Me?
I do heart you. But I also heart being part of the All Games Radio Network.
Me too.
I love the All Games fam. If you guys don't know about allgames.com, slap yourselves in the face right now and get your ass over there. Seriously.
You should take a camera, a video of you slapping yourself in your face and putting it on YouTube and sending it to us to watch over and over again.
That would be awesome.
On a loop. It should be a continuous loop of people slapping themselves in the face.
It should be a you're the man now, dog, deal. I always get the, like, letters. I just want to say, you're the man now. And then I'm just asking, YTMND. Yeah, .com. It should be a you're the man now loop. And just be like, I hit you when I wanna.
I loved Baby's Kids. Since
Dude,
you went there.
Baby's Kids was the shit. If you haven't watched that, you should slap yourself. It's going to be
oh my God,
podcast,
should...
people.
You should, like, be ready to castrate yourself or, like, do something to your brain if you haven't watched Baby's Kids.
That's just some funny fucking animation right there.
And I haven't seen it in forever. You know, I'd love to watch that again sometime
soon. You know what's really funny? It was on cable, like, last week.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and I watched it.
Oh, lame.
I was like, that shit's still funny. Still funny. That
Come
is
on.
The mark of a good movie. When the shit is still funny, like, years later, that's good entertainment. I don't know why it hasn't made any of the AFI's top 100 lists yet. You know why? Because AFI, they're biased.
Yeah.
They are. They don't like...
Mm-hmm.
People. Anyway, definitely go over to allgames.com. There are a bunch of shows on the All Games Radio Network. We're on there, and our show airs on Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time. But you can catch episodes of shows like Super Happy Fun Time Show, Fantastic Forum, Dead Pixel Live, Bobby Blackwood, Evil Avatar. It is just a great collection of fun people with great insights. So we're really proud to be part of the family, and you should check out the rest of the family. We don't have any poor relations being part of the All Games Radio Network family. And that says something. That speaks volumes.
I know.
Because every family has poor relations.
There's always that one aunt or cousin.
Or molester uncle. Everybody's got a molester uncle. I don't care who you are.
Don't we have like two?
Shh. We don't really want to get into that.
Yeah. Never mind.
We got a big family. We got more than two. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
Let's just move
Good
on.
Point. I'm sorry.
But hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or use our short address, which is?
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. It will bounce you over to the long one. You can check what we're talking about. You can comment on it, or you can use the hit us up link and ask us something directly. Or if you just want to say, hey, you can listen to our podcast there via live stream. We're up on iTunes, any RSS read, and like Ninja just said, we are now part of the All Games Network. So you can find us there too.
speaking to the Ask Us a Question directly, we've been asked a bunch of questions by different people using the Hit Us Up link, and so I have a couple of answers that I want to get about just before we jump into the regular show business. So one of the questions that popped up was how we felt about...
Do you need a cough drop?
I need more than a cough drop. I need a new set of lungs.
Well then.
And to also not be sick.
Well, drop the crack pipe and maybe your lungs will recover some.
I can't let go of the pipe. It's pretty. It has sparkles on it.
Are
and
they
not
purples?
Just when I smoke it. Drugs are bad, kids. Not on crack pipe. Okay? The only crack I smoke is Crackdown, the video game, because I like
it. Oh. I actually saw something on, I hate to say it, X-Play about that.
Talk about closeted.
I know. No, it's really funny. Like, I don't, like, I never used to watch G4. Like, seriously. You know, and then I got pulled in by Ninja Warrior because Ninja Warrior is awesome.
Ninja Warrior, again.
And unbeatable Banzuke. Uh-huh. They're closet episodes. Like, if they're on consecutively for a day, I will watch them. And Eshmom is slowly getting into Ninja Warrior now, too.
Ninja Warrior is the shit.
I know. Like, come on. And, like, I love watching the Americans go on the show and totally, like, not be able to do it. And they'd be like, man.
Epic fail. Epic fail.
I know. It's like, we've got people from the Navy who can't make it past the first, like, stage. The women of Ninja Warrior, I know we're getting off topic.
That's okay.
But, like,
it's
you know,
we can do that.
Yeah, I know, but damn, the ninja, the women of ninja. So apparently, I think women would make better ninjas.
Yeah,
you should see. They have these things. Have you seen the balancing dominoes?
Yes.
Oh my god! Like, I have no balance. I would never make it past. I'd probably get past maybe the first two.
I would be the spectator drinking sake, going. That's really my.
I would try it. Hey, if a female sumo wrestler who can't make it past the first event will try it all the time, I think I could give it a shot too.
Nah, I'm not gonna go there. You know why? I don't want to show up, my fellow ninja brethren.
You don't want to. Well, wouldn't it be sisterin? You'd be only competing with the women.
Oh no, I'm so good. They'd have to make me compete with the men.
You couldn't do the men events. They're totally different. They're testing different things with men.
Do
than
you
women.
Question my skills, bitch?
Yes. When don't I?
Well, that's true. Yeah,
that's what little sisters are for.
Yeah, and punching. Anyway.
And kicking them when you get punching them when you give them leg guards and punching it and kicking them when you give them arm guards.
Pretty much. That's the way it works.
She did
so
that to me.
I have dyslexia. Get over it. All right. Anyway.
No, it's called torture.
It's called playing.
Here, help me train for my karate. Okay, here, these guards will protect you. But you're not kicking there.
You know, aren't you the one that keeps bringing up Vegas and telling me to get over it? I think somebody needs to take their own medicine on that one. Maybe? Yeah, I think so.
Whatever.
So, anyway, I got a couple of things that I want to talk about. So I'm going to go first.
Okay.
And then we'll just have a ball.
Sure.
We're just gonna
or two.
Let this one kind of fly around. So I have this week, when I can pull myself away from the Civ Revolution demo, which is very difficult for me to do. But I can't wait for that game. I can't wait
yes,
for
I can
Little
tell.
Big Planet. Between that and Little Big Planet, I might actually have to take a month off of work, which is really going to be very, very expensive for me. So I'm going to have to find some way other to do this. But grabbed both a demo for the game Race Driver The Grid, and also my copy came in that I rented for the PS3. So the demo I downloaded on the Xbox 360, and then I had the game on the PS3. So I thought, okay, this is going to be great because I can play the game and then I can compare the experience from one system to the other, but then also be able to talk about a racing game. Because I love racing games, and I've really kind of been holding off on playing them for reasons I'm going to get into here during my little spiel. But I just love racing games. I love blowing things up, and I love killing stuff in games. That really helps me get my stress out and blow off all of the steam of the day and then come to someplace relax and then do some kind of puzzler or platformer to then exercise my brain.
Right.
But sometimes I just want something that I can be a little competitive, but not a lot competitive. You know, something that's not going to be very stressful for me while doing it. And that's where racers come in for me. Because I can just drive around in free mode and not really be competitive with anybody other than myself and just run laps and have some great graphics to look at and hopefully good driving mechanics. So racers are kind of like my Tetris.
Yeah, but when you're playing racing games, like this is for the Xbox, this game that you're talking about,
it's
yes?
It's on the Xbox and the PS3.
Okay, well, you have both. So, but which one are you playing it off of, the demo? Is it a demo?
The demo's on Xbox 360. The full game, because I rented it from Gamefly, is on PS3.
Okay, so when you're playing the demo on Xbox, like, I take it you use just your controller, right? Like, you don't actually
yes.
have, like, a...
Racing wheel.
Yes, because I have the racing wheel. Because Eshmom, when she was going through her slight, you know, revival gamer phase, which was really interesting to watch,
yes.
personally, she's like, I think I could do racing games. That's simple. You just drive, right? We're like, yeah, you just drive. So she's like, well, while I was out, I got this gaming wheel. And she got two, like, of the, like, low, like, Xbox racing games. And she's like, I should be able to learn this. No.
She got two racing wheels?
No, she got one racing wheel and, like, two, like, you know, just simple Xbox racing games.
Okay.
For, like, $10 each.
Right.
You know, and she's like, I should be able to learn this, right? And I'm like, maybe. You know, because the wheel itself, I mean, very, you know, obviously, you know, designed to look like a real thing, has a lot of tension in the wheel.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, Mom was expecting it to be, like, you know, like a regular steering wheel and not a racing wheel. Cause I'm sure racing wheels are, you know, have that tension for a reason.
Uh-huh.
So she's like, I don't like this. And it's like, it's a racing wheel, Mom. What do you expect?
Right.
That's our mom.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
our mom likes gadgets for my console. She likes gadgets more than I do.
It's very funny. Esh Mom, closet geek.
Well, that's because every time she comes home, I'm playing something or I'm talking about something. What are you talking about?
She's always been a closet technophile.
Wait, so she
tries to hide it.
So she's raping technology?
No. Not a... You know what?
You said technophile.
Yes, technophile.
Like pedophile?
No, not like pedophile. Pedophile's a good word. You shouldn't rape your tech.
Especially because it can't say no unless you programmed it. That'd be a great way to help deter. Like, no, don't do that. You're hurting my data.
Oh my God.
Where does it come from?
I have no idea, but please make it stop.
It's pure genius.
Oh, anyway. It's pure something. Anyway. The reason why I've been kind of holding off on the racing games has been because I can't decide on a racing wheel.
Really?
Because I cannot, and I don't know how anyone really can. I know that there are people that do, but I cannot have any kind of satisfaction playing a racing game using the
D-pad, controller,
even an analog stick on a controller. I need a tactile wheel. Part of my issue has been the entire time I played both the demo and the full-on game, I could not get the car to go where I wanted to because I kept, even with the PS3, the fact that there's no motion sensing driving pisses me off because I keep tilting the fucking controller and jamming the D-pad and my cars do not go where I want them to go.
Yeah, but are you only being biased because you've played Mario Kart before
no,
this?
No, I'm being biased because I prefer racing games with racing wheels. When I had my PS2, I had a Logitech racing wheel, and I absolutely loved it because it's the only way I can play a racing game. It is no fun for me to nudge a car over with a D-pad.
Okay.
And as sensitive as the D-pad is, it doesn't work. I don't find it to be satisfying. If I wanted to do a game where I'm nudging things over, I'd play Qbert. And when I want to play Qbert, I do and I enjoy it. But Qbert is not a car. When I'm driving a car,
Isn't it a cube?
No, he's a little orange dude. I'm not exactly sure what he is. Kind of looks like a Muppet.
Ooh.
But anyway, I need the racing wheel. And so I've been holding off on the racing games because I wasn't sure which platform was going to have the better games. And I was not about to buy a racing wheel for the Xbox and a racing wheel for the PS3, because that, to me, is kind of stupid. It's like buying Rock Band on the Xbox and buying Rock Band, the full kit, on the PS3.
Yeah, I know. That would be kind of redundant.
And kind of like be like, dee-dee-dee.
Dee-dee-dee. I do it better than you.
There's only a few things you do better than me. I'll let you have dee-dee-dee.
Fuck you.
Oh, such big comeback for such big girl.
You know
who's
what?
My big girl? Who turned 24?
Me.
Who can use the big words? Can you say fuck? Come on now. Say fuck. Say fuck.
Okay. That's a little patient thing.
Just
and
a little?
Yeah.
Really? Did you catch that? Did you pick
I don't,
up?
Hey, I don't care that I'm 24, because you know what? I'm not going to stress out about it, because I am as cool and calm and collected like a cucumber.
Uh-huh. It'll change. Don't worry. Anyway, so I kind of have been watching the racing games that have come out, and some of them are really piss poor for the next-gen systems, but Toca Rally is great, and I can't sit here and tell you that Gran Turismo 5 Prologue isn't fun, because it is. But it is not to the point yet for me where I can justify getting a wheel on the PS3. Because really, I like Forza a lot. That's over.
1-2-3-za Forza?
No, not 1-2-3-za Forza. Just Forza Motorsport. I enjoy playing that. I also like Project Gotham, but I love the Gran Turismo games, and I know when Gran Turismo 5, the not prologue, comes out, I'm going to be in love with it, so I'm really torn, because there are very few racing games that I enjoy that are exclusive. For instance, this game, which I enjoy a bunch, even though it frustrates the fuck out of me, I realize that it frustrates the fuck out of me, because I'm still playing it with a controller, not a racing wheel, so I don't take points off for that. But it's very rare that you have any kind of emotional tie to a racing game.
Mm-hmm.
Grid actually kind of made me think and kind of made me immediately almost align with the game. And the way that it does that is that you have two personalities that not only talk to you, but give you the impression that they're with you for the ride to your success. So you start out with both your agent and your driver assist person. So you come in and you make your driver's license and you fill out your first and your last.
You make it? Isn't that illegal?
You're funny. Oh, wait.
What? I thought it was funny.
It's okay. They're not all gems. And that's okay.
Whatever.
But you come in and you make your license, and then it has you pick how you want to be referred to. And it kind of threw me for a loop for a second, because they're like, okay, so how do you want to be known? And I'm like, I thought my first and my last name was how I was going to be known. And they're like, no, you can pick one of these names, or you could have a nickname. So it has a list of nicknames, and I couldn't figure out why, but I was like, hey, whatever, I'll be Spanky. Because I didn't want to be Bush or Torpedo or
Spanky.
So I picked Spanky because I figured, ninja named Spanky. Who doesn't like that? So we get into the game and this woman's voice comes on. And it's a very nice, hovering on sultry voice. That's like, okay, Spanky, here's your garage. I was able to buy a car for you. I'm going to be your agent. And we're going to go through these races together and earn some money so we can build this car up so that you can race it. We could start our own team, and this is going to be our home, but we just got to get started now. And so, you know, I kind of felt like instead of having some computery type AI voice along for the ride, that I had a voice, that there was literally somebody sitting behind me in the room is the way that I felt. So whoever did the audio on this game, kudos to you, because it is immersive, almost right from the beginning of the game. You get into the first race, and as I'm trying to figure out the buttons, because like I said, I've rented it, so I don't have any kind of guide.
Right.
Explaining to me what the buttons are and what they do. So as I'm waiting for the pre-start, I'm like, okay, probably my buttons for go and stop are going to be a shoulder button, so I just got to figure out which one, and there are R2 and L2 on the PS3. So I'm like, all right, so that's my break, that's my go, this is my go, this is my move, my camera, cool. Because usually in a racing game, that's all you need to know. Go, break, bam.
Right.
Not so much. The mechanics are very true to life. So, as I crashed into the first turn, expecting to do a little car damage and bounce off, I totaled my engine.
Oh no.
And a voice came on and it kind of freeze framed my car and said, hey, this is okay. Accidents are going to happen. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let you know that there's about three things you could do right now. And I realized it wasn't a computer, like, car computer.
It was your agent lady?
No, it's this other guy. My
pit guy?
Basically, yeah. I got a pit guy, even though I'm not pitting anywhere yet. And he's basically saying, okay, you can do one of two things. We can restart the race. We go back to the beginning and start this puppy over. Goes, you can retire from the race, but you really need to earn cred, so I'm not going to recommend that. But you can retire, and you can try again, but we're not going to earn any money. Or you can rewind the game back to a point before you crashed and try to not crash. And I thought, okay, this is kind of neat. So it's kind of like a little Prince of Persia in using Sands of Time.
Right.
Without having to have Sands of Time.
It'd be kind of weird if you were sitting in a car and it's like, man, I'm going to lose this race. I'm going to use my Sands of Time. Like, it's a little...
Pour a little out for my homies, rewind this shit back.
Roll back.
But I thought it was an interesting mechanic, and so I was sitting there trying to decide what I wanted to do. And so I decided to rewind it because I want to earn the money. So I rewind it. I'm able to avoid the bank so I can actually get more than 3 seconds into the race. My second time through, I finished it, but I banged the fuck up out of my car. And if you bang your front end, you can actually bang into your tires, which will then make your car pull more
explode.
To one direction or another.
Can your car explode?
I haven't,
can it go boom?
I haven't exploded anything yet.
Oh.
I've totaled my car quite a few times. But I haven't exploded anything yet.
Okay.
But I liked the fact that I, right off the bat, had these two entities that I can't see, that are just kind of voices off in the distance. But my pit driver gives me encouragement and status updates during the entire time of my race. So as I'm trying to get through this race, he comes on, he's like, hey, look, we don't have to win this race. He goes, the point of this race is just to finish it. So let's just get this done. You've got another turn coming up, and this guy's right in front of you. I think we can overtake him. We just need to be mindful of the engine. And you're just like, dude, okay, cool. All right, I can do that. I'm going to get through these turns. And I found myself aligning with my pit guy and trusting him implicitly.
So wait, is he like the, you know, like in Talladega Nights where, you know, you had Ricky Bobby and his, like, you know, his partner in a sense. So, like, you know, you got that camaraderie.
Yeah.
With the guy.
That's built into the game. So you automatically get built in two directions. One for your personal growth and one for your personal performance. Like, I get into my next race and he's like, all right, so we're driving for these people now. They'd like to get at least place fifth in this race. Let's see if we can go get it for them. And you're like, hell yeah, let's go get this for them.
So the game gives you a friend.
It does. And it makes you not compete with yourself and not really compete with the other racers, but really just compete to see if you can deliver on a performance aspect. And I kind of like that because it takes the complete edge off the game, and now it changes the goal dynamic.
That is actually kind of really cool sounding.
Okay.
And I'm not partial to racing games.
Well, and it gets even better because in the racing game, unlike games like Juiced initially, you are racing for money, but you get money for just finishing the race. If you place high, you get a bonus.
Nice.
So, like, my agent has figured out that it's going to take 88 grand for us to fix up my car. Well, most of my races, as long as I finish, even if I finish dead last, I get the entirety of what the place, the finish money is. Which, depending on the race, is anywhere between 8, 9, and 15 grand and above. So, really, the way that things are designed, I can finish the race just about no matter what. Because I can roll back time if I total the car out too bad. I do eventually get to a point where I can't use the rollback.
Right.
So I have to be able to then finish the race on my own.
Rollback kind of sounds like Walmart when they roll back their prices.
I hate Walmart.
Me too. I don't even know why I brought it up.
I don't know why you brought it up either, but anyway.
I'm sorry.
Walmart is...
Satan.
It's not Satan. But it's
a minion of Satan?
It's not a minion of Satan. I just think that Walmart is too big of a monopoly. Monopoly is only good as a board game.
Really?
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. But I love the fact that I can still earn money without having to come in first. I'm not saying that I'm happy with coming in last, because you don't build up cred as fast if you don't place higher in the racings. So I do try to place in the top five, and I think if I have a racing wheel, that'll happen much more often. But I like the fact that it takes the pressure off of having to be number one in order to continue on in the game. Like, that's one of my pet peeves about Gran Turismo, is you get to a point that unless you place in the top three, you can't really make
your car
better or go any further. And so it ends the fun, because then I drop back to free play and just run around laps and things like that, and then it's no longer competitive for me and I can't have fun. With Grid, I don't have to place in the top three to continue on with the game. I can still compete and I can push myself to different levels, and if I come in five, that's okay. I can then go back for a personal best to try and get better than that, but if I don't, I can still continue on. So it doesn't halt me in the game.
It doesn't cease the gameplay.
And that's important. If I'm shucking out $60 for a fucking game, you better not pin me in a corner. Like, I'm pissed right
no
now.
No one puts Ninja in a corner.
No one backs Ninja in a corner. But it's true. I mean, I'm pissed right now with Ninja Gaiden 2, because I'm literally in a point in a level where I don't have enough elements, I can't backtrack to a shop to buy more, and I can't get past this one area to get to the boss of the level.
Yeah, I had to buy Hot Mess the guide. He got very frustrated with the first guy, the one who kills your daddy.
Oh, you want to know why? You want to know what you need for that motherfucker? And I think I said it before on the podcast, but I'll say it again. To get past the first guy, the Genshin?
Yes.
Because you're going to fight Genshin a lot. You're going to fight Genshin like 5-6 times.
Holy mother of...
It's worse than Devil May Cry repeating bosses. You fight Genshin like 5-6 times.
Is he like the big boss, though? Is he like the guy?
No, not really.
Oh, is he a puppet of the guy?
Yeah, he's a puppet of the Archfiend.
So you're okay.
The Archfiend is a badass. And is also a two-level boss mode, so yay, just warning you.
Two levels?
Yeah, you fight him and you think, yeah, I killed your ass!
Woo! And then he's like, ha, not really.
And then your ending movie, like, there's a video. If you go to YouTube, because I told you everything's on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, you can actually see the ending video.
Yeah, for those who don't mind spoiling
right.
it.
Right, and so just watch it, but it's twofold. Just when you think the fucker's dead and the game's over, it's not.
Oh, they
trick
you.
And the fucker comes back with a full life bar, too. I'm like, you bastards! That's not fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't like getting to a point in a game where the gameplay now has halted me. not so much that I can't beat it, or it's going to take time to learn how to beat it. And that's one of the things that I like about Ninja Gaiden, is after about bashing your head on the wall, trying to treat it like a brawler and get through it, it will learn you to block. It will. It'll make you be defensive and then be strategic in your striking, which is great.
And well, that makes a lot of sense because, you know, a lot of the way of the ninja is, you know, one, not being detected, which is a type of defense before a strike. Yeah. So.
And that's fitting. And so I don't mind it like I mind being trapped in a driver game because the entire route is in nasty S curls all over the place. And because I didn't place a thousandth of a second earlier to come into third, I can't really go on to the next race, so I've got to do those 50 laps over again. That's the thing that bugs me about Gran Turismo, is that you get to a point that unless you're going to devote hours to it, you're not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere anytime soon.
And I hate that. I hate being halted because of the game level and not because of my skill level.
Right.
So that doesn't seem to be happening with Grid. It's available on the Xbox 360, on the PS3. It's also available on the PC. There is a demo for the PC, a demo for the PS3, and a demo for Xbox 360. So if you don't have it, you should definitely try it out. I'm planning on buying a racing wheel probably within the next 2 months. What's killing me is that when I buy that wheel, that's going to tie me to racing games on the console that I pick it for. And I really, 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 really want to go PS3 on this shit. But I don't know that I can. And I also want the Lamborghini racing wheel. But it's not available yet.
So you're waiting patiently.
Patience is not one of my virtues. If you read my post on the website, I'm candid about that. But I'm going to give Grid... right now, just because I've only been playing it for a few days and the demo for a day, I'm going to give Grid a 4 out of 5, just because...
Really?
Yeah, I'm interested. I just need a racing wheel. It is asinine to try and play it with a controller, so just don't.
You said ass.
A 9.
A 9. Yeah. Ass plus 9.
Ass plus 9 is different than plus 9 ass. Just making that clarification.
9 ass is different from ass 9. I like that.
Hey,
that
no
makes
problem.
Me giggle.
It makes you giggle up?
Just a little.
It gives you the giggles. And the reason why I give it a 4 out of 5 is just because I'm intrigued by it. Any game that after I play it and my first impression was, wow, you guys put some thought and effort into this. Okay, I'm with you. I like, and the second race that I got to run, they let me run a concept Cobra, so,
Cobras.
Yeah, you know how I like the Mustang, so, fuck, I'm in. I will now take the mic of 1,000 Truths and pass it over to the Panda.
What Yay! You do? Actually, you know, I'm really relieved that, you know, you stepped up and you went first today, because it's a nice change of pace, you know. Always having to perform right at start, you know, sometimes it stresses me out. And
you get performance anxiety? You know, they make pills for that.
I know. I think I might have to look into it.
The side effects for that is loose stools, though. So
yeah, anal leakage. I'll be swimming and be like, so, Panda, what's new? Oh, got some anal leakage. Do you mind getting out of the pool, please?
But I'm not anxious about it.
Right. But
so take your time.
I'm actually going to jump over into PC land today. Ooh. for a gaming review of that nature. And it's really surprising that I'm coming back here. And no, I'm not talking about WoW. No, I'm not talking about WoW expansions. It actually has nothing to do with WoW.
Bullshit.
However,
you can't talk about anything other than WoW on the
comic. Hello. Dofus, which was very cute. Maple Story,
More. Wait, did you talk about Dofus? When did you talk about Dofus?
No. I'm
asking you to talk
personally.
About
it. Personally, I've talked to Dofus with other people who I know who play it.
Well, you never talked about it on the
Story.
Website.
I'm actually going to dip into MapleStory and see what the deal is, because there's this underground buzz going on in my group. Uh-huh. So I'm going to check that out, too.
In your peer but group?
In my peer group. But anyway, and for those who don't know, there was talk about there being a Diablo 3. Back when Diablo 2 was still, you know, in its prime, everyone's like, oh, Diablo 3, it's coming, it's coming. And then there was the lull, which made us think, oh, it's not coming. And then Warcraft came out and, you know, pretty much consumed gamer souls everywhere. But now it has
Warcraft
been...
Warcraft took my sister from me.
But, anyway, they have finally released word that there is going to be a third Diablo.
They released word. It was a freaking campaign.
Yeah, they're just like, hey, guess what we're doing? And we're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, Diablo! And, like, ears from the forest perked up. Birds were singing and shit. It was like,
well, they did that whole watched our website thing for a week deal.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as I saw the blue ice, I knew what it was. I'm like, I don't understand why anybody else on the planet isn't already convinced that that's Diablo.
Oh, it is. And let me tell you, if I had a boner, my computer boner is like tingling. My senses are there. My Whoa. Balls are not inert. I am ready. Lock and load. Let's do it. It's because of Diablo that I even really got into. I'm not a strong PC gamer, obviously, but it was the first one that, you know, I was at Walmart, talking about, you know, crappy places.
It all comes full circle.
And I was like, you know, Mike, I want to try computer games because everyone keeps talking about them and I want to see what the big deal was. So I'd actually had picked up Diablo 2. And I was hooked on that pretty bad. So I actually think gaming PCs are where my addiction are, because I was hooked to Diablo 2 and Eshmom really hated that I would spend all day on Diablo 2 instead of doing my homework.
Eshmom really hates that you spend all day on WoW.
Well, now she hates them taking her TV away to play Lost Odyssey. But, so she's just not happy.
Eshmom ain't happy.
Ain't happy. But, and I mean, it's really funny. I mean, compared to other video games out there, graphic-wise, you know, Diablo 2 was, you know, itty-bitty-bitty-bitty person, huge, you know, I was about to say omnipotent. Is that the right word?
No.
Am I saying it right? I never say that word right.
Omniscient?
Yeah, omniscient. You know, view, you're looking down, and you control your character, and you pretty much just pwn and take names.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, and, you know, it's pretty much the same graphic design in Diablo 3 from the screenshots and pictures that are floating around on the interwebs, which makes a lot of sense, because I think if they made it, you know, your person, you know, size, that people would think, oh, you're just making another World of Warcraft. No, 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 no. It's not original. It's not Diablo. We don't like it. And I actually kind of like the view anyway, because you can kind of see enemies farther than, you know, when you're in WoW viewing mode, as I like to call it. But yes, you know, it's the same principle. You know, you pick your class, which I don't know yet if they're pretty much keeping the same types of classes, but I'm sure there's going to be like a bard and an Amazon and a sorceress or a magic user of some kind. And, you know, people are just eating it up. Like, I mean, girl, I wasn't going to talk about WoW, but I was on WoW, and a lot of people in the trade channels, in guilds, whispering, I mean, everywhere, you know, everyone's just talking about it. Because a lot of people are like, you know what, I'm getting kind of bored of WoW, and I need something different. Like, the whole magic of WoW is beginning to wear off of people.
Well,
and I
for fuck's sake, it should. It's been years. I was over it, like, a year ago.
And, you know, now that Diablo 3 is coming out, I think a lot of people, I'm anticipating that there's going to be a lull in Warcraft activity, because people are going to be like, I want to know what this game is about. I want to beat it. I want, you know, I want to be on Battle.net. I want, you know, and
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Do you think that the Diablo 3 announcement is going to play heavily into a Diablo versus WoW versus Fable 2? Because I think that a lot of people, you know, haven't really been paying attention to the fact that Fable 2 is on the horizon. And Fable 2 is supposed to bring in all the things that they weren't able to put into Fable 1, including an online component.
Now that I know, thinking about that, you know, it could just turn out into a giant PC gaming war.
I think it's going to be a clusterfuck.
It's going to be a battle royale.
With cheese.
No. You don't kill cheese. Cheese is too delicious.
A royale with cheese.
No.
Yeah.
With queso, which is
queso
Spanish.
Fresco?
I guess so.
Yes! That
we'll
shit
go,
don't
we'll,
melt.
We'll
that
go
right.
Fresco.
That ain't right. Cheese that don't melt ain't right. I'm just letting you know. It's delicious.
Wait, there's,
but
there's
right.
cheese that doesn't melt?
Queso Fresco doesn't melt.
Whoa.
But it's good, but it doesn't
okay.
melt.
Okay.
I was watching
I trust
Food
you.
Network the other day.
I trust you. But anyway, I mean, if you've... you know, if you've ever played Diablo or Diablo 2, you know, it's pretty straightforward. You know, you can play the game as a single mode, but, you know, what's the point of it being an online multiplayer game if you're not going to play with people?
Why play with yourself when you can play with others?
Well, sometimes I don't mind playing with myself, but sometimes I totally want to play with other people. And, you know, I was, hello, that was totally in my notes. I was totally planning to make that joke. But anyway, I mean, the setup is the same. The graphics are a little better, but I mean, the shots are still the same. You know, the story's obviously different, though they are going to expand on Tristram a little bit. You know, if you know anything about the game, mm-hmm. in the first game, Tristram was a town. Then, you know, Diablo fucked it up. And, you know, and that's where, you know, the warriors kind of came from. Oh, we need to fix it. We need to restore it. You know, Diablo, oh my God. Boohoo, we gotta do something.
Right.
You know, Diablo 2 is, oh, well, the Dark Traveler, who we think is, you know, Diablo resurrected, is going around wreaking havoc elsewhere. We gotta follow him and figure it out. Oh, yeah, by the way, we need to kill his brother, Mephisto.
Yes.
You know, expansion. Bail, other brother. Kind of pissed that the other two are now dead. You decide you're gonna go and kill him. For those who don't know the story of the expansion and whatever.
Right.
But, you know, they haven't said who the bad guy is here. I don't, you know, I'm kind of hoping that, you
Bam,
know.
Sister. Bitch is pissed off.
It would, you know, it would make a lot of sense. You know, there should be some strong, there should be some sister demons to the Diablo brothers. You know, make her really badass. Heck, make her say things to you that make you think like, you know, I don't know, make her a giant, like, demon slut or something. Like, she says things that you're like, oh, man. And, like, make her really hot looking, too. So you're like, but I don't want to kill her because she's really hot, but she's evil. Wait, they do that already. Never mind. Let's just make her ugly, demonic, with some badass powers.
Don't make her ugly and demonic, because then it's really no fun killing them. Like, when you were in God of War 2, and you're fighting the... last sister, the ugly fat one.
Yeah.
Stuck with the threads of time.
The one that had like multi boobies.
Yes.
On level
and
of her. Fat.
But she's ugly as sin. And I was just like,
no, she's ugly as fuck. What are you talking about?
No, fuck is a beautiful thing. Fuck is beautiful. That bitch was ugly
what?
As sin.
Well, yeah, compared to that bitch.
Okay.
Fuck is beautiful.
Fuck is beautiful. she was ugly as sin. In the eyes of the Lord.
Like, you know, Coyote Ugly? It's like that times a million.
And the thing for me was, in that battle, I was trying to get through as fast as possible because I just didn't want to look at her anymore. Like, if the only way that she could have been a worse character if she, like, farted from her armpits while you were fighting
Oh, my
her.
God, ew.
And it discharged
Why do you go
some kind
butt
of liquid.
For? You know how skeevy that is. That's like
because that's the only thing that could make her nasty is if she like farted from her armpits and it discharged a liquid. Like she was disgustingly
Ew.
Repulsive.
Okay, Ninja, stop.
I like
please.
To paint a picture with my words.
Yeah, a very disgusting picture with your
well,
words.
I'm discussing my picture in detail. But, I mean, that's the only way she could have been worse. And so I really didn't pay much attention to the level and what was going on. I was just trying to do things to make it stop and make it go away.
So you're saying that you care for the aesthetics of characters when you're whipping their ass.
I like my villains to look good. I'm not, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with saying that. Okay? Like, part of the reason why I'm really digging Ninja Gaiden, and I always have, is that the villains always look good. Okay, like if you run through a game, in the first game, the guy who ends up being the Dark Lord is the guy that you first meet, the Master. The big buff looking dude with the long shaggy hair that you're just like, oh my god, you would do evil, naughty, sexy things to me. And it turns out
and apparently Ninja likes
you are
evil, nasty, sexy things.
I do. But I like for my villains to want me to spend some time with them. I do. And the reason why I say that is if you think about any of your boss battles that you have, if the game architecture is structured right, a good boss battle should take you about 8 minutes to run through, including all the cutscenes that they do now, the setup, and if it's, you know, multi-tier. A good boss battle makes you think, makes you jump, keeps you active for about 8 minutes. If it's poorly planned, you either run through it really quick in like 2 minutes because it's just a simple repetitive task that you do and you blow through it, or it's so complex that it's too complex. And now it takes you 20 minutes to run through. And you're just like, God, thank God, that's over. I never want to fight that boss again, ever in my life. That is bad level divine. But if I'm in a good boss battle, I should have 8 minutes of activity. Because after about 8 minutes, I'm like, oh my God, when is this thing going to end? But I should have a character that keeps me involved in what's going on in that 8 minutes.
Uh-huh, and that's usually the level of hotness that's keeping you entertained.
Hotness does
that you're spanking the heck out of this evil, bad person who deserves to be punished.
Right, because I'm spending my time focused looking at them on where they are on the screen, what it is that they're doing, all those kinds of things. Give me a little something to look at. I love the bosses this go-round in Ninja Gaiden because they are so articulately designed. And by hotness, I mean they don't have to be like designed to be a sex figure. But they need to be intricate and a little bit pleasing in some way, either the way that they're shaded or colored or things like that. Like one of the bosses, if you do a Thunderclap of Catastrophe in
me and Hot Mess, like that title
of Ninja Gaiden. Okay, so the boss that you face at the end of that, all right, the guy with the big blue interior wings and they're black on the outside, Alexei. Okay, he's got the horns, he kind of looks like a demon from hell, but the way that he's colored in these soft, pale blues and things like that, and he looks like he has tribal tattoos on his body, and he looks like an interesting character that just happens to be kind of poetic.
Wait, did you say Alexiel?
Yeah.
You don't know the reference there, do you?
No.
All right, well, when I go to do next week's show, I will cover Angel Sanctuary, because I have promised that I would do that. And there is an Alexiel in that, and there's actually a slight reference there. Oh. But I'll bring that up in next week's show.
Okay. But I love the fact that, you know, this character, like, if he was just a regular person, you'd think that he was a flaming homosexual.
Uh-huh.
And then on top of that dramatic, he's dramatically designed so that when I have this battle with him and he's spinning around and making his little tornadoes and things like that, and I'm trying to juck and jodge, I don't have a problem keeping concentrated on him because he's interesting to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what I'm saying is, yes, I like for my boss battles to be a little bit of eye candy in some way or another. And if they're not, dear God, that makes me want to blow my brains out. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, sister. Sister.
I can be a little shallow, and that about myself.
All right, as long as you own it and you wear it with pride, then so be it.
I do.
All righty. Well, then, but anyway, I'm just saying, I anticipate with Diablo 3, you know, since the mechanics are kind of the same, I mean, there's some, you know, better graphics, even though, you know, the gaming style is still very similar to Diablo 2. I think people are going to flock to it as an escape from the repetitiveness that has come from other multi-online gamers.
Just come out and say it. You think that people are going to jump the WoW ship back onto Diablo?
I can say personally as a WoW player right now that I can see myself taking a hiatus from WoW to delve into the pits of El Diablo Trace. And I don't know if that means I'm, you know, gonna not come back to WoW. I don't know if this will become my new addiction.
God, I hope not.
I don't know yet. It'd be a little cheaper than the one I have right now, personally. So money wise, that would probably be better. But
in my pocket wise,
yeah. But I mean, addictions are never, you know, really good unless, you know, you're addicted to work so you make money, or you're addicted to
being addicted to work ain't all it's cracked up to be, people.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so I mean, with the anticipation of that, you know, granted I haven't played it, so I really can't give it a rating, but with all the buzz, like if I was going to give a rating of the buzz alone, I would probably give it a 2 right now, since I mean, it's everywhere, people are talking about it, people want to know more about it, people just want to fucking play it, though they haven't announced when it will be released. However, it will be available for the Macs and Windows.
The Macs and the Windows.
It was really funny because when I first started playing Diablo 2, the one I got, the specs on the box did not say that it would be, it was, you know, compatible for Macs. But then back then we had a Windows computer. So, you know, and now they're making, you know, the discs for both sets, which is really kind of nice because I was worried that it was only going to be for Windows and that I would miss out on the glory that is Diablo 3. But I'm not, and neither are any of you guys.
Because
you
Diablo know, unless, started on the Mac, motherfucker!
I mean, unless you have Vista and your computer decides to be a fucktard and, like, not let you play it. Which, with Vista, can happen, I guess. But I don't have Vista, so I wouldn't know.
Vista has some issues, but it's working on it. They're working on it. Every operating system is a work in progress.
I know. But the Macs just keep getting better. Anyway... But that's all I really have to say about that. I mean, if you guys have any interesting tips that I haven't talked about this game, I'm very eager to learn. I am an abled student. Fill me with knowledge and pictures and that of the gaming variety.
So this is what I want to propose. And then I guess we'll bounce.
Okay.
Let's do a Diablo versus Fable 2 episode.
Well, after once I get it.
After you get Diablo, I'll get Fable, or we can both get Fable 2, because trust me, you're going to want to play it.
Okay.
Because I love Fable 1. Let's get it, let's compare it, and we'll compare addictions.
Okay. I think I'll win.
You probably will.
Yeah.
I have no doubt, because you have an addictive personality.
I'm very addictable. People are addicted to me, and I'm addicted to people and activities, and I'm just addicting.
You said addictable.
I'm addictable.
And I'm trying to figure out how to spell that as a word.
I don't think it can be spelled.
I don't really think it can be spelled.
A word that cannot be spelled.
On the ESH podcast, a word that cannot be spelled, a mind that will not be controlled, a panda that cannot be tamed.
Oh my god, that was actually kind of sexy. It's too bad the guy who doesn't, like, who does, like, the voiceover and housing guys yes. could do a trailer
the
for inner me.
World guy in a world.
Yeah, exactly.
Pandas are nearly extinct. One woman. What's going on? One tree. One podcast. What the fuck are you talking about? On the internet, no one can hear you scream. You are not alone.
That's not true. With Skype, they can.
This is true. So, with that, I'm going to have to say, you need to hit us up on the website, people, www.electricsisterhood.com. We love talking to you, hearing from you guys, grabbing questions. Candy is on the way. I'm a bitch. I know. I suck. I just don't have enough time in the day to put shit together. But I will be putting care packages and post candy bitches who still have not received their candy. I sorry. I get you bigger bag of candy this time around. I swear to before Jesus. www.electricsisterhood.com. Talk to us. Check out what we're writing. Check us out on Twit. Follow us on Twit. We're funny fuckers on Twit.
Please stalk me.
Panda wants to be stalked.
Stalker. I know. Did you see my comment about, you know, being crazy and being 24? I'd be like, well, at least I'm not pregnant.
Yes.
That just came out of nowhere. I was like, that is really funny. I'm going to put that on Twitter.
Everything goes up on Twit. If you're not on Twit, you're not.
Because I'm
it.
A Oh, I was about to say, I'm a twat for twit, but that sounds really bad.
Oh, my God.
That'd be a really awesome shirt.
I don't think you can put that on a shirt.
Tits what? Sorry.
I really don't think you can do that.
Are we going to bleep that out too?
Oh no, we're not going to bleep it out. I just don't think we can put that on a shirt.
Okay. But why? Well, how about we say we spell twat with the at symbol, like in GTA?
We'll see. I don't know. That would, let us get
well, I mean, that's, that might be copyrighted by, you know, Rockstar, but... You know, we should talk to them about that because that would be hot.
Twit twat would be hot. Well, we'll
yep.
see.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we need to stop this brainstorming session. You can use the short address to get to us, which is esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi to get you to the website. Just in case you can't remember, electricsisterhood.com. And you can catch our shows Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. I knew I was gonna fuck that up.
Yeah, I have a running bet with Magic to see how long it would be. But she's not here, so it doesn't count because we both have to be here to witness
yep,
the fuck up.
Nope, I knew that was going to happen. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time. God damn it.
Uh-huh.
I had such a good streak going. On the All right. Games Radio Network at allgames.com. You can listen to our show as well as some of the other great entertainment shows that are on the All Games Radio Network. Like Super Happy Fun Time Show, Evil Avatar, Dead Pixel Live, Bobby Blackwolf, Fantastic Forum, All Games Interactive. God, there's just so much over there that is crazy enjoyable. You need to check them out and check us out over there.
If you want some more gamer sausage instead of gamer taco, totally check them out.
There's nothing wrong with gamer taco.
There's nothing. No, but sometimes, you know, I like gamer sausage.
Well, I like gamer sausage too, but I'm just
yeah. I'm just saying right. you can have some gamer taco
you can sample
and then
a smorgasbord.
That's right, bratwurst, whatever the sausage in England is. I don't know what they call it, but all over the place, sausages of many variety. Why am I talking about sausages?
It's probably I don't know.
Probably because I'm hungry.
Probably. So with that. I think I'm going to call this podcast toast.
Yeah, I think it's time to put Panda to bed.
I think it's time. What are you going to do with your toast?
Eat it.
Good.
With just butter.
And sausage.
I'm totally just going to shove it in my mouth because if I don't, I'm going to keep saying things that probably shouldn't be.
Obviously.
Said on air.
Yeah, I think so. I think you should just let that go there.
Yeah.
I'm just going to eat mine, but without the sausage.
Good.
Although I just now remember that I had Nick's sausage and cheese sandwich waiting for me that I didn't eat for breakfast. But okay. That's probably why I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
So, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out, guys.
Bye, guys. Later.
It's like, or you can actually rewind back to a point where you didn't crash and try this over again.
It's the doggy. I can't control the dog.
I know you can't control the dog. I'm just giggling at the way that you said, it's the doggy. And I wanted to be like, no shit, Sherlock.
Esh dog cannot be controlled.
Esh dog will not be tamed.
No.
Okay.